Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh. Oh, microphone. Why can't you stay where I need you to stay?
Because you're not the boss of that microphone.
Oh, I'm the boss of this microphone. Oh, yeah. Make no mistake.
There we go. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening.
It was a hell of a week. It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Oh, I'm not even going to attempt an Irish accent because when I do, an accent, guys that look like me, aren't supposed to do, that's what comes out.
Oh, boy.
Well, and it's not intentional. I'm just bad at accents.
Well, I'll just cancel you now.
Okay, thank you.
Save you some frustration down the road.
So I'll just sit quietly then?
Yeah, we'll just cancel you in advance. But at the Sunday St. Patrick's Day, is there a lamer day to have St. Patrick's Day on?
Well, you just...
Maybe the Monday St. Patrick's Day would be worse.
Yeah, nobody enjoys that.
No one wants that.
But with the Sunday one, at least you can fire your St. Patrick's Day gun on Saturday, and it's not too far off. And then you can recover on Sunday on St. Patrick's Day.
That's
true. But you
true.
Won't. You'll still go out and do it again.
Yeah, especially because it's supposed to be 18 degrees here, which is insane.
Do you drink green beer?
I have. If it's not green, I don't make a big fuss about it.
No.
I don't need a green beer.
No, neither do I, but...
You know, I don't know if that's how they do it in Ireland.
I get the feeling, no. I have a feeling that's a North American version of beer.
I actually didn't start drinking green beer until the last couple of years.
Yeah?
I stayed clear. Hmm. I didn't want food coloring sullying the body and boldness of the beers I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a purist of the game.
Yeah, it's exactly what most people say when they talk about Bryce Kelly. But that's the guy that's really into beer, right? But he's a purist?
That or, you know, mostly St. Patrick's Day is on a weekday, so I don't go out that hard on weekdays.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through today without a beer. I've been having a beer every day now. This is becoming a problem.
Oh, my.
Like, I have one every day. And this is a new thing for me. Like, maybe the past 3 months. Is this how it begins?
No, I think you're doing all right.
Okay. I can shut it off after one. I can totally shut it off. And I don't think about having a second one.
No?
Nope.
It's not there in the back of your head?
No.
You don't have the devil and angel on your shoulders? Oh, doggies. I don't drink beer at home at all.
Really?
At all.
Think you're better than me?
I do now.
Wow.
I do now.
What do you drink at home then?
I drink boring water, orange juice, and soda pop.
Oh, you don't drink any booze at home now?
No. Good, no, I don't drink.
Good for you.
And it's not even for a specific reason.
I never, ever have a drink by myself, though. I feel like that would be weird. And if I crack my daily beer now... It's not like my beautiful bride is drinking. She rarely drinks, but like it felt a little weird for me. I'd sit up at the island and I'd crack a beer open and sit there and drink it. She's probably wondering, is he developing a problem?
Is he drowning his sorrows?
Is he looking for life's answers in the bottom of a bottle?
I will say I don't mind from time to time when you're barbecuing in the summer.
Oh my God, that's the best.
The barbecue beer is pretty nice and the lawn mowing beer is pretty good.
That's too. A good one too.
So more summertime in the winter, there's less enjoyable beers.
Yeah.
At home for me. But that's just me.
Anyway, can we wrap this up because I really kind of need to go have a beer.
And now you got a hankering?
No. At 9:20 in the morning or whenever this is.
Oh, mercy. Well, this is Friday, typically when we give our recommendations, but clearly you're too busy in the sauce.
I've got nothing this week. And even the show, my treadmill show these days, I'm getting bored with it.
Ooh.
And
it's what show?
It's The Office.
Ooh.
But the thing is that I missed a few seasons here and there. There was other things going on in my life at the time that prevented me from being all about The Office. But each episode, I guess if I spaced them out by a week and I only watched one 22-minute episode every week, I'd probably be fine with it. But when you're plowing through four episodes in one treadmill session, it's like, well, maybe three episodes. It's too much of the same thing. Like, it just sort of seems like the same gag over. There's Jim sort of toying with Dwight. Oh, is there sexual tension between Jim and Pam? Oh, no. Is Michael Scott going to say something inappropriate?
Yeah, it does kind of fall. It's one of those shows, like, it's really good. The jokes are good.
They're rock solid.
It's kind of a show where you can spend most of the time on your phone or doing something else. And then when those jokes come up, you perk your head up, you watch, laugh, and then go back to doing something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and again, like, I love that show and I think it's absolutely brilliant. But when you watch, when you're banging them out back to back like that, I need a breather now. I need a break. And I've got nothing to fill the blank space. I don't have a temporary show.
My little temporary, I'm watching Community right now.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while. And the notification popped up on Netflix. Like, I'm not even halfway through the series, and it's leaving Netflix in a couple weeks.
Oh, boy. So you got your work cut out for you.
So I'm like, do I try and plow through this, or do I just give up and throw in the towel?
No, you need to get through it. You need to cancel all of your social plans, and you need to just stay home and watch Community.
Well, the good thing about Community, is similar as The Office, is, you know, there's a couple seasons at the end there that you probably don't have to watch.
Yeah.
You can probably skip.
What are The Office seasons to not watch? The Robert California years?
Yeah. Steve Carell is done, the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. And it was the same thing with Community when Donald Glover left the show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he left.
Yeah. Apparently, they're making a movie.
A Community movie?
Yeah. They've been saying six seasons in a movie forever. It's been their joke. But apparently, they're going to make a movie. Will it be good? I have no idea. I know Chevy Chase won't be involved. Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
So you have nothing else you're watching?
No, I've got nothing.
You're just kind of working through The Office?
Oh my God, I'm just so... this week, I've been bored a lot this week.
Mm.
I don't know what it is, and I've rarely experienced boredom, but it hit me this week.
The PGA documentary, Full Swing, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
There's only eight episodes from the new season that just came out, but it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, they have some pretty good storylines about it, including there was an episode that was kind of... It was very pro mental health, and it kind of showed how one player sought out the services of a sports psychiatrist and how it changed his game for the better. And then there was another guy who was really struggling and kind of was refusing to see somebody, and everyone in his circle is telling him, and it's kind of showing how...
Is it working?
That it helps.
Okay.
That talking to people helps. That getting through that mental barriers helps. And so, you know, it was pretty interesting to hear these pro golfers talk about that. One of them ended up winning a major championship.
Ooh, I wonder who it was.
Ooh. So that was pretty enjoyable. I liked that. I've also started a show called The Gentleman.
Man, oh man, you got a lot on the go.
Well, Full Swing is done. Community is just, it's my dinner time show right now.
Okay.
But my evening show, when I get into my silk robes and stuff.
Yes.
The Gentleman. Which is, it was a movie a few years ago that Guy Ritchie did.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in that? Matthew McConaughey was in it. And then they've now adapted it into a series. And I've only watched the first couple episodes. He directed the first couple episodes too. And I really like it. It's really good. It's very British. So I need them subtitles on because when they go full British, I'm not fully on. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch all. I watch everything with captioning now.
I do, too. I actually kind of enjoy it. But The Gentleman, I'm really liking it. I think it's really good.
Okay, maybe I'll take a shot at that.
It's long. Like, each episode's like an hour long.
Ooh.
Like a full hour each. But it's good.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
It is supposed to be blazingly hot. And by that, I mean 18 degrees on Sunday. So I think that might be the first full day where Lube City's going to open up all their bay doors and breeze go right through it.
Do you think they'll have all the bays open, like all the doors?
Oh, I think they will.
Oh, man, I hope so.
All the neighborhood children will come running in and start playing like they used to do with fire.
Will the firefighters show up and open up a hydrant?
On a street.
For the kids to run through.
The 2024 version of that is they go and they play around a Lube City because it's equally as fun and exciting.
Yeah, and there's 27 Alberta locations.
Yeah, so you got options.
Yeah, you can find one near you at lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! So your phone, you never get a text message?
Not really.
You never get a phone call?
Not at night when I'm sleeping. No, that has never really been a problem. And I will say, like, when I do wake up to a text, like, texts generally don't wake me up.
Oh.
I need a little more than that. But really, the big reason I don't mute my phone at night is because I live in this deep fear that if I mute my phone, my alarm won't go off, even though I know that's not how the alarm works, but I still don't trust it.
I put my phone on Do Not Disturb every single night when I go to bed, and I use it as my alarm clock. Trust me, it works.
I don't trust you.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Hang on a second. I got Cindy sitting on hold right now. I got to ask you a question. Cindy, do you mute your phone when you go to bed at night?
Yes. Or actually, I turn the power off, plug it in a different room to charge it.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering, I texted a guy on a weekend on a Saturday morning a few weeks ago at like 7 a.m. Just, you know, it wasn't urgent. I just thought, oh, I'll send him a message right now. He went off on me for texting at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's like, I thought everybody silenced their phone at night.
So my husband doesn't, because our kids are teenagers, and if they get into trouble in the middle of the night, we need to, hopefully, they could get a hold of somebody.
Yeah. You can also put them on bypass. Like, you can mute everybody else, but pick certain numbers that can still get through to you.
I do not silence my phone at night.
Really?
Let's just say, not an issue.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Did this just get really sad?
Oh, brother. Ain't nobody texting old Bryce.
But what about notifications? Like,
I don't turn any of those on. It's for like Facebook, Instagram. I don't get any of those. Even our Teams messages for work.
Oh, I silenced those years ago.
Yeah, those are long since silenced. I do not receive those. So really, it's only texts that would wake me up or phone calls.
Really?
And, yeah, it's not an issue.
Oh, my God. I just thought everybody muted their phone. And that guy, his outrage, it didn't match the crime. Like, he teed right off on me. Mm. And it was like 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And
I feel like there are worse offenses. Like, you could probably fall back to sleep pretty easy.
Trust me, I'm over it. I'm over it now. And I will never be friends.
So when I mute the S out of my phone at night...
Yeah, I think you have to.
I bet you most people do.
Yeah.
Most people have someone who wants to talk to them.
Oh, this is entirely unrelated.
Ooh.
Oh, Bryce. Do we need to turn the microphones off and do some healing?
I'll be brave.
Okay.
I'll brave.
I was at my beautiful bride's mom's house last weekend in majestic Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. And it's a Friday night. Not a lot going on.
What?
No. So it was just me, my wife, and her mom. And we were just sitting in the living room and doing that whole thing where you're trying to find something to watch that you have in common. And we settled on a show about shark attacks.
Beautiful.
And I actually kind of find that thrilling. Like, I enjoy it. But I think it was called, like, Shark Attack 360 or something. And it's people, like, with little nubs where their arm used to be and telling the story. And there's graphic pictures and blood in the water. And it was, like, one of those shows.
Wonderful.
So it was kind of loud at times. And then every time the commercials would come on, my wife's beautiful, her mom had the remote. She would mute the show and then just, like, she would mute it completely so it would be, like...
About 5 minutes during the commercials.
Oh my God, people, you gotta stop doing that.
The silence would be deafening.
Yeah, muting the commercials on the TV when you have a room full of people. It's too much. You get the bends from it, especially when you're watching shark attacks and now you can hear somebody swallow. It's too much.
Yeah, you don't want to be able to hear the blood coursing through your veins.
No. What a random thing to talk about on the radio.
I get it. That makes sense to me. The silence, it would be overwhelming.
Just a quick little poll. Can we do this for a few? I want to find out if everybody mutes their phone or if nobody mutes their phone.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I asked you a question a few minutes ago, and boy, oh boy, did you chime in? I was kind of surprised. I thought we were just talking about, do you mute your phone? Do you silence your phone when you go to bed at night? Because a few weeks ago, I texted a guy at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and he kind of lost his ass on me. And I just assumed that everybody muted their phone. Apparently not this guy. And apparently most people don't. I had no idea. Everybody just leaves the ringer on all night long. Not going to text anyone at 7 o'clock in the morning anymore, that's for sure. Somebody said, I do mute mine, but have several bypassed for family and work emergencies. Yes, you can do that, you know. You can just star favorite. I don't know. There's certain people in my phone that can still text me if I'm sleeping. And that's people I want to hear from in case of an emergency. I bought a new phone a couple of months ago, like my previous phone, which I'd had for about 7 years. Once it was purchased and in my possession, I turned it on silent. I have never unmuted it. I don't want to hear text sounds or the phone ringing ever. Such a change from 20 years ago when we would all buy ringtones. My God, remember that? Buying a cool ringtone? Somebody said on the topic of silence, I mentioned a few minutes ago that I was at my mother-in-law's house last weekend, and we were watching TV on last Friday night, but she would mute the commercials, every commercial, and it was so awkwardly silent. I don't know how people do that. To go from like just this volume to nothing for 2.5 or 3 minutes every 7 or 8 minutes, it was too much. This person said, speaking of loud breathing, I don't know if we were talking, I watched an episode of Sopranos last night. I forgot or didn't notice how loud Tony breathes through his nose. His crew never mentions it. But to me, that deserves a whacking. I've never watched Sopranos, and now I know I won't because I can't stand it when I can hear people breathing through their nose.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Apparently I'm not alone. Okay, I thought that was just a me thing, but I was just talking about like when you're watching TV, maybe it's sports or something, it's loud. I was watching a shark attack show last Friday night with my beautiful bride and her mom, and in the commercials, her mom would mute the commercials. So it went from to absolute deafening silence. And I find that so uncomfortable. I don't like I like silence when I'm by myself or when I'm with people I know really, really well. But the rest of the time, I don't know, silence has no place. I don't want to hear it. Especially if you're in a room and it's quiet and you can hear other people like just swallowing. Not that they're swallowing loud or not that they're breathing, but it's just something about hearing that makes me uncomfortable. Somebody texted and said, it's hard for me to not make noise when I'm breathing. And when I'm in a silent room with people, I get a little self-conscious about it. I might even hold my breath until some noise is infused into the situation. Yeah. You know what? I feel the same way about silence when you're watching TV and somebody mutes the commercials. I feel the same when I go into a store and they don't have any music on and you're the only person in there and the person behind the counter isn't even really saying anything. It's so uncomfortable. Maybe you run a business and you're noticing that people don't stay for long. Maybe you need some background music. It doesn't have to be loud. There just needs to be something.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Like things you could just sort of talk nonstop about. We kind of, yesterday on the show, like hypothetically, if you were somewhere, I don't know, a nightclub, and all of a sudden a talking contest broke out where they were calling people up on stage and giving you a random a topic of conversation, what could you confidently talk for 5 minutes about? Carlos said, I can talk all day, every day, about Jeeps and off-roading. This person, I could talk about beekeeping for hours. The rare times I'm actually given an opportunity to talk about it, I can barely be stopped once I start. That is from, oh, Graham. Graham from Regina. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. Regina. Experience Regina. Regina. Experience Regina. Answer me this question, Graham, or anybody who might be listening in Regina. Are you tired of that yet? Like, have you had enough of the Regina theme song? Is that just an old, old joke now? I mean, I can't get enough of it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. But how about you?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
People are texting the show, bragging about what they can talk about for hours on end. I don't know. What would your expertise be? Like, what we...
My expertise?
You know what? I thought of something you would be good at.
Oh.
Let's see if it's the same thing.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the discography of one Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, yeah, I know you could probably do that.
I could rifle through that in chronological order, forwards or backwards, band by band, whatever you would like.
Could you break down each and every song on each and every Tool album?
I could.
Okay.
Let's begin with 10,000 Days. Not their first album, but it begins with a song called Vicarious.
I was thinking that you'd be good at talking about a little TV show that's been on for decades and decades and decades.
Oh.
A show that features songs such as...
Can you name the truck with four-wheel drive? Smells like a steak and
seats 45.
Canyon Arrow.
That's true. I could.
Well, it goes real slow with the hammer down. It's the country pride truck endorsed by a clown. Canyon Arrow.
No! Okay, we need to hear the whole thing.
Commission has ruled the Canyon Arrow unsafe for highway or city driving.
Highway and city driving. Huh.
Oh, man.
I feel like you could probably go a solid 10 minutes on ranking the best Simpsons episodes.
I could.
I think, weren't we just talking about that in my office the other day, your favorite episode? Oh, it was Boo Earns, right?
Oh, that still makes me laugh. Yeah, that show, some of those episodes where I know what the joke is. I've seen it 10,000 times, but I still laugh at it.
Yeah.
Including that Boo Earns one.
Is that your favorite episode?
That's a pretty good one. The film festival one.
I like the chili contest.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love hearing Conan O'Brien talking about his time as a writer on The Simpsons. I could. You're right. I could talk about that.
I think I would way rather hear you talk about The Simpsons than break down every single album Maynard James Keenan has been involved with in his musical career. Not a slight against him, but I just think Simpsons might be more entertaining and uplifting.
Are you sure? Let's talk about the Perfect Circle album, 13th Step.
No, I'm good right now. Thank you.
It begins with a song.
Somebody just texted, Morning, Gents. Oh, I like it when we're referred to as gents.
Feels elegant.
I could talk for hours about sausage making. And for a bit, I was even hosting private sausage making classes. I was the do you even sausage girl, Andrea.
Interesting.
I don't remember that, but...
I respect someone who picks sausage up as a hobby.
Yeah, it's... I mean, some people get into cycling. Some people get into... building a little ship in a bottle. Some people get into sausage making.
Hey, I'm a fan of sausages.
Todd says, I can talk about N-scale trains for a while. I had to look that up.
N-scale?
Yeah, you know, like little train sets you have. Like the N, that's the size of the track. The gauge of the track, I believe.
Ooh, I didn't know. I assumed they would all be the same size.
Oh, no, Bryce. You've got so much to learn about model railroading.
Apparently, I do.
God, that'd be a fun hobby, wouldn't it?
I have no issue with that hobby. You can get into some cool detail work and build cools. I don't know.
Don't you have some room in your basement?
Oh, I got room.
You should, I got room, baby. God, Bryce, you should be a train set guy. Todd, I'm going to send you Bryce's phone number. You guys can get in touch, okay?
You know who else is a train set guy?
Who?
Reverend Lovejoy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, look at that. You tied it all back.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Colin said, I can talk about all the different species of hawks in our province. Yes, bird need extreme.
Huh.
Hmm.
Gun to my head, I would have assumed there was just one hawk around Alberta.
Yeah, the one in the sky?
Yeah, like the brown ones.
Uh-huh.
The brown hawks. Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, I like the brown ones too. Oh, this is from Janine. I could talk about prescription glasses.
And oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, well, Janine. Oh, I got to tread lightly here. But do you think you could talk to that reporter on TV that has super distracting glasses?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
You know the one?
I know what you're talking about.
I feel bad even discussing this because they just get ripped on all the time, TV reporters. But those glasses, I don't hear what you're saying because I'm like, how do those even work?
Yeah, having the right glasses on your face. If you have the wrong glasses on, it can be very distracting.
Yeah.
So maybe Janine, maybe that's what she does for a living. She just sits there at like Lens Crafters and goes, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No. Or you're standing there trying on a pair of glasses. She just walks up and she does the no slap, but no. Slaps the glasses out of your hand. And they hit the floor. Is that what you do, Janine?
A lot of these topics, you know, people like Janine could talk about prescription glasses for 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean I could sit through it for that long.
Nope. Mike says, I feel bad about talking about that reporter that way. It's a tough time to be a television reporter. But those glasses, again, you noticed it last night too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Mike. I could rant about anthropology and how we are just animals living in a strange place. Yes, we are. But we're animals with thumbs. We can change a watch battery. So that makes us the top of the heap.
Top of the food chain, baby.
Could a great white shark change a watch battery? I don't think so.
Can a wolf parallel park a car?
Could a wolf land a plane? No. So anyway, that puts us at the top.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody else said, I can talk about puppets, all kinds of puppets and puppetry.
Ooh, boy.
Beyond, you know, this is where your hand goes. What else is there to say about puppets, really?
I'm glad you could talk about it for 10 minutes. I don't know if I could sit through 10 minutes of puppet chat.
No, I don't think I could either.
But I'm impressed that you could do it.
Somebody else said, despite only having one season, I could talk about the television series Firefly for hours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's exceptionally nerdy.
I think I'd rather listen to the puppet chat.
Okay. Hypothetical question, Bryce. You're driving cross country.
I picked the puppets.
There's one more option.
Oh, okay.
A person who has just found religion.
Oh, boy.
The puppet person or the Firefly person?
I'll still go with the puppets.
Okay.
Puppets, Firefly, religion in that order.
Here's somebody else who's good at sausage and could talk about sausage. That's weird to me. Like, I love sausage, don't get me wrong, but do you, like, as a child, I always wonder, like, are there kids who are like, one day I want to be a dentist. I want to dig around in people's mouths. As a child, you're like, one day, I just want to squeeze meat into a tube. Like, is that a dream you have as a child?
You know, I've seen a lot of recipes lately that call for you to cut the meat out of the tube.
Yeah.
And something about that seems illegal to me.
Yeah, it was put in that tube for a reason.
Yeah, what are you doing taking that meat out of there?
Yeah, you put that meat back in that tube, pal.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm, mystery candy.